Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. I'm going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Why don't you pull up a chair and join me as we continue part two of our series, From Fear to Faith, 5 Days to Greater Peace. Yesterday, we looked at what Jesus had to say about worry. And we all know what Jesus said. Jesus said, do not worry. Today, we're going to look at why we shouldn't worry and how it's possible. Did you ever feel that way when you listen to his words? You think, there is no way that it's possible for me to break free from worry. I've got all of these problems. I'm in quarantine right now. I've got germs all around me. And then I've got the daily stress of my normal duties, right? And I'm completely freaked out. How is it that I cannot worry? We're going to talk about that today. Because as I said yesterday, and here's what I think you really need to remember. If Jesus tells us not to worry, it has to be possible. Because if that was not the case, he would never tell us to don't worry. He would just say, try your best not to worry, or don't worry too much. He didn't say that. What did he say? He said, do not worry. Therefore, the takeaway from that is that it is possible. Why don't we do this? Why don't we remember that we are in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit right now? And you know, that's a point I always like to make on the show when we pray, because we can easily just jump into our prayers and start letting them flow from our lips and not really mean them. We want to really mean those words that we pray. And I think if we visualize the Father, your Father who loves you, the Holy Spirit who dwells inside of you, each time you take a breath, picture the Holy Spirit working in you, and Jesus Christ who goes before us, who travels the road with us. He became man, right? He's with us right now. So let's begin and let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to this point in the day. We are still alive, Father. We know that is solely due to your providential love and care. Thank you for that, Father. As we look at you, as we think about your attributes, your power, your majesty, the fact that you created the entire universe out of nothing, we begin to worry a little bit less. We begin to become a little bit less intimidated or fearful, knowing that you can handle any situation that comes up. Father, we turn to you as your children this day, and we ask for your help. We ask you to help us with our struggles. Whatever we're worried about, Father, you know what it is. We ask you to help us today, to handle the problem for us, to do your job, and to leave our job to us. Of course, our job is to turn to you. Your job is to take care of everything else and let us know what little we can do. So let us know what we can do about our problems. Keep us safe in the current pandemic. Keep us free from germs. We pray, Father, for an end to the coronavirus. We pray for safety for all who are on the front lines, medical workers, doctors, nurses, lab technicians, first responders, police, fire personnel, delivery people, store workers. I mean, so many people who are on the front lines, exposed to the germs. We pray, Father, for their safety. Father, we pray that you will send us a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit today. And please open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to the words that you have to say through me on this radio program. So as we read scripture, as I speak, I pray that my words be directed by your Holy Spirit so that your message can be delivered. And Father, we ask this message in the most holy and sacred name, these intentions in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. We do this every Monday through Friday. The show comes to you through Blog Talk Radio, but you can get it on any podcast outlet. So you can download the podcast in any number of ways. However you want to get it is fine with me. Just do me a favor. Continue to listen and please continue to spread the word. I'm looking at the numbers. Numbers are looking good. We're getting more and more listeners every day. Praise God for that. But I need your help. I can't do this on my own. I need you to help me spread the word. Let people know that this program is available, and that this five-part series, From Fear to Faith, Five Days to Greater Peace, is taking place right now. If you want more information about my work, followingthetruth.com is the place to go online, followingthetruth.com. Okay, so yesterday on the show, we looked at what Jesus had to say in the Sermon on the Mount. And what I recommend you do is reread his message. Spend a little time rereading his words, Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 25, when Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry." And he goes on and on to say, do not worry about your life, your clothes, the material things. Your Father takes care of the birds, and he takes care of the flowers and the grass. Why do you think that he won't take care of you? That's the message. Now, I'm about to cough, so I'm going to take a sip of my tea. That's the beverage du jour today. I have to have that handy because you never know when you're going to cough on this program. I don't want to do that. Why do you worry about clothes? Why do you worry about your life? By worrying, Jesus says, you cannot add 1 minute or 1 hour to your lifespan. And we all know that you can subtract from it by worrying because of all the physical problems that result when we are stressed. But worrying is not going to help us. Remember, worry and fear are two different things. Fear is an emotion, can't necessarily be controlled. But what can be controlled is what you do with that fear. There are going to be things in life that make you afraid right now. If you're afraid of getting the coronavirus and what might happen, that's a justifiable fear. I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't be afraid of that. But remember, and I mentioned this yesterday, fear is a God-given emotion. He gives that to us as a means to preserve our lives. When we are afraid, legitimately afraid, then we can take action to protect ourselves. And this coronavirus is a great example. Now, can we cross over and that fear be unfounded? Yeah, we can get to the point where we're so afraid of what might happen tomorrow that we're just not trusting in God's providence. That's not a good fear. That's an unjustified fear, if you will, or an inordinate fear, if you want a fancier word. But regular old fear, don't let it bother you. Know that fear can lead you to greater faith. When you're afraid, what do? You turn to God for help. That's what Jesus is trying to get at. Don't worry about your problems. Seek first the kingdom. And the kingdom is the kingdom of God, which is here. The first recorded words of Jesus in Mark's gospel tell us that the kingdom of God is here. The time is now. The kingdom of God is at hand, Jesus said. Repent or convert internally and believe in the gospel. Believe in the good news. The good news is what Jesus just delivered to us. Do not worry about your problems. Seek the kingdom. Turn to your Father with what you need. So why is it that we don't listen? Well, let me just say this, that for many of us, we have heard those words throughout the years. Jesus says, do not worry. Jesus says, trust your Father for your needs. And honestly, what happens? We ignore them because we either don't think they're realistic, we are not focused, we're distracted, we're panicking, we're focusing on the things of the world, whatever it is. But have you ever done that? You just ignore these words. You don't take them seriously. Well, here's what we need to pay attention to. Later on in the Sermon on the Mount, we turn to Matthew chapter 7. Jesus addresses this. He talks about those times when we hear his words and don't listen to them. And I think it's important to establish this, because we don't want to brush off the words that Jesus spoke, do not worry. We just don't want to brush them off. And here's why. Matthew 7, beginning in verse 24, here's what Jesus said. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, okay, we heard his words, we heard what he said, and puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Now let's talk about that for a little bit. Everyone who hears these words of mine, and we just heard what Jesus said, do not worry about your life, about clothes, about what you will wear, what you will eat, what you will drink. Don't worry about those things. Don't be concerned about them. Don't worry about them, right? If you hear my words, Jesus states, and puts them into, if you put them into practice, you're like a wise man who built his house on the rock. So if you listen to the message of Jesus when he says, do not worry, and you don't worry, you're like a wise man who builds your house on the rock. And then the Lord goes on to say, the rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. I want you to notice what he said and what he didn't say. He didn't say that if the rain will come down, if the streams will rise, if the winds will blow and beat against the house. He didn't say that. What he said was when the rains came, the streams rose, the winds blew. When that happens, because you built your foundation, your house on the rock of Jesus Christ, you're not going to fall apart. So here's the message. You're going to have storms in your life. On a very large scale, we are facing a global storm right now. COVID-19. We're all facing it. But even aside from that, many of us have our own individual problems or storms we are going through. People have been diagnosed with cancer. People have loved ones in hospice. People have lost their jobs. There are things that aren't even related to the coronavirus. There's loneliness. You are either in a storm right now or one is coming. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you know this. Jesus never said, if you follow me, you're not going to have storms in your life. It's just not true. You're going to have the storms. So we know they're coming. So wouldn't it make sense to prepare for them by building our foundation, our house on the foundation of Jesus Christ? Meaning we listen to him, we follow him, and we put his words into practice. Makes sense, right? Now you might say, well, okay, but it's not that bad if I don't listen to him. I know what he said about building the house on his foundation, and it won't blow down when the storms arise. But maybe it's not that bad. Maybe I can handle this. It's not going to be that bad. Well, listen to what he says when we don't listen to him. Everyone who hears these words, again, we heard his words, does not put them into practice, is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Now, you don't want to be in that position where your spiritual life just completely falls apart. Because that's really the reason we are here on earth. We are here to follow Jesus, to love him, to know him, I should say, to love him and to serve him in this life so we can be together with him and the Father and the Holy Spirit forever in the next life in complete happiness. We are not here in this life to experience paradise. You're going to have glimpses of it. Yeah, the kingdom of heaven is here right now, no doubt. We have these moments, but there is suffering in life. What you don't want to do is completely fall apart. You don't want to fall apart when problems arise. And right now, there's a good chance that if you're listening to this, you might feel like you're falling apart. You might feel like you're falling into despair. Maybe everything does look hopeless right now. Well, I'm going to say two things about that. Number one, feelings are not facts. That's a really important thing to remember. You might feel like something's hopeless, but our Bible tells us that God, with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible for God. It's mentioned several times in the Bible. Please believe that. The fact that you feel something is impossible, the fact that you feel you're headed toward a dead end, or that your life is hopeless, it doesn't make it reality. I want to call your mind, your attention to, since we're still in the Easter season, how many people stared at the empty tomb and were downcast, and were depressed, and were feeling hopeless? They're looking at the tomb. They're looking at the visible sign that Jesus Christ did exactly what he said he would do and rose from the dead, and yet they were sad because they missed the point. Just because they were sad didn't mean that something bad happened. When you look at the big picture, something incredibly good happened. Christ rose from the dead and he redeemed us, right? So don't get overcome with your feelings. Things might look hopeless to you, but that's okay because they're not. but just continue to build your house on the foundation of Christ, which means you follow him every day. That's what this is all about. That's why I call this program Following the Truth. That's why I call my website Following the Truth. I named that many years ago when I first went into ministry, because I wanted to help people follow the truth, the way, the truth, the life, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and be his disciple. And it involves a lot more than just calling yourself a Christian and going to church on Sunday. It really does. If you're going to be a follower of Christ, a disciple, you have to go where he leads. And sometimes he's going to lead into the storm. But I promise you this. When you follow Christ, when you stay close to him, you're going to be able to experience that supernatural peace that doesn't depend on external circumstances. It's a peace beyond all understanding. It's a peace that doesn't require everything in life to go perfectly for you. You can have that peace in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. But you just got to keep your eyes on Jesus. So I hope you'll continue to hang out with me on this program and read my posts on Facebook. Read some of my books, because that is always my message. Stay close to Jesus, and I'm going to help you do it. And believe me, I stumble. There are days when I fall flat on my face. But fortunately, I've been doing this long enough. I've been getting used to the fact that I will stumble, that I will take my eyes off of Jesus. And we're going to look at a story on tomorrow's show about somebody who did just that. If I don't get to it tomorrow, I'll get to it Thursday. But it's the story of St. Peter when he tried to walk on the water and began to sink. But all wasn't lost for Peter, even though he messed up. So let's keep focusing on this idea of listening to the words of Jesus, what he said, specifically about worry, specifically that he said, do not worry. So let's get to the tough part of the message now. He said, don't worry. He said, if you listen to me, you're smart. If you don't listen to me, you're foolish, and your house or your life is going to crumble one day when the problems get severe enough. Look, I've been there. I know what it's like to completely lose it, panicking about my problems, falling into despair, hopelessness. I've been there. I've been there many times, so I really understand what that's like. I don't ever want to be there again. And you know, there is no reason for us to be there, because Christ is here for us. But you might say, Jesus said, and you know, like, I get this because I have this cynical, skeptical nature about me, that when I hear Jesus say, do not worry, and this used to bother me for the longest time. How can you just say, don't worry? Oh, no, so now you're calling me stupid if I do worry. Lord, you got to give me more than that. Here's the beautiful thing. He does give us more than that. How is it possible to not worry when your life is falling apart, when it feels like your life is falling apart? Well, Jesus gives us the secret. So if you're looking for the peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that the world can't take away, here's how you do it. A little later on in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Now, I love this because I get to share some really good news with you right now. These are the words of Jesus, and I'm going to direct them to you. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever problems you may be having, I'm going to direct these words to you. They're from Jesus, and this is his message for you. This is how you can break free from worry. This is how you can experience peace. Matthew 11, 28, Jesus says this, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's so good, I have to repeat it again. Just picture the face of Jesus. Picture him smiling right now, standing before you. Use your imagination a little bit. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. There's no qualifications. There's no catch. No caveats there. Come to me, I will give you rest. That's all he's saying. So all he is saying to do, all we have to do is come to him, and he will give us rest. Now he elaborates a little bit. I want to talk about this. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you, Jesus said, and learn from me. Take my yoke upon you. We'll talk about what that means. And learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, when I give this talk at parishes and conferences, I always mention that for years I heard this idea of a yoke, and I didn't know what a yoke was. You know, being a city boy, I didn't understand. I'm thinking of egg yolk, but that's not at all what it is. He's talking about a wooden harness that connects two farm animals so they can share the load. They can plow the field and help one another. So if you got an animal that's stronger, one that's weaker, the stronger one, by being yoked or attached by this harness, can help the weaker one. What Jesus is saying is, you be yoked to me. Take my yoke. Get harnessed to Jesus, right? And you will learn from me. So when you walk with Jesus, you learn from him because he's gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He's not asking you to go through life on your own. As a matter of fact, he's telling you not to go through life on your own. And if you wonder why you're so stressed, if you wonder why you are worrying, it's because you're trying to do too much. Let Jesus help you. That's what he's saying. And if you do this, if you come to him and let him help you, you will find rest, not for your bodies. And that's an important point. If I need rest for my body, I can take a nap. I can get a good night's sleep. But I can still wake up and begin to worry about my problems, right? Rest for the soul is the highest level of rest possible. That's what we're looking for, peace of soul. Peace of heart, peace of mind, whatever you want to call it, so that problems can go on around you and you are at peace. You might not always feel at peace, but your mind is at peace. You know that you're in good hands. That's a great place to be, and that's what he promises. Now, what do we have to do to make that happen? We have to come to him. That's really it. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. So in other words, walk with Jesus. First, we have to come to him, right? We have to come to him. We have to walk with him every day. And we'll talk about that. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. That's not hard. And learn from him. How do we learn from him? We listen to what he says. And he just told us, do not worry. You know, go back and read over those words. Read that Sermon on the Mount. The whole thing is fantastic. It goes from Matthew chapter 5 through chapter 7. He talks about a lot of things, but in Matthew chapter 6, he really addresses this idea of worry. He talks about some things that you should definitely know about. So read that Sermon on the Mount, spend a little time with it, learn from him, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Do you need a light burden? Are you tired? You're weary? You're burdened? Well, come to me, he said. How do I come to Jesus? Every morning when you wake up, you say, good morning, Jesus. Please help me today. Please show me the way, Lord. Lead the way and I'll follow you. Stay with me, Lord. Grant me the grace that I need to make it through the day. And I recommend you do that. Work on one day at a time. And also make sure, if at all possible, that you can read some scripture each day. Read the daily mass readings, read your favorite Bible verse. I have a book of daily devotions, Stop Worrying and Start Living. You could read that book, and every day you get a Bible verse and a reflection. Do something to let the Lord speak to you through sacred scripture every day. You speak to him. He speaks to you, and then you can speak to him. For instance, we heard him say, do not worry today. We heard him say, listen to me. We heard him say, come to me, because my yoke is easy. My burden's light. You can talk back to him and say, Lord, I don't understand that. What do you mean, come to you? I'm struggling with this, Lord. I'm feeling a lack of peace today. What's wrong? And then just pause for a few minutes and see what you get. You know, generally, he's going to speak to you in the silence of your heart. You'll get a feeling. You'll get a thought. You'll open up scripture. You'll get a verse. Any number of different ways. You'll run into somebody. Somebody will give you the comment. You'll say, wow, it's so weird. I was just thinking about that today. Sometimes I'll turn on TV, listen to the radio. It could be a religious program. Doesn't have to be a religious program, but I'll get a message. And I'll like, wow, that's exactly what I was worried about. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Why don't you give that a try? Now, tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk specifically about what it feels like to be in these storms. We'll look at the apostles when they were in the storm at sea. And then after that, I'm not sure we'll get it all in tomorrow, but for sure we'll get it in the next day. We'll talk about the other storm when the apostles were without Jesus. And then all of a sudden, Jesus shows up walking on the water, and Peter decides, at the request of Jesus, to try walking on water too. So I think it's important for us to look at some of these biblical examples of people who did go through the storm, who did survive the storm, and who made it through the storm stronger. We'll talk about it tomorrow, but that's why Jesus sends storms into our lives. He allows storms to happen so that we can grow in faith. Because that is when our faith really grows, during the storm. So as we bring this program to a close, let's just turn to Jesus right now and take him up on his offer. Would you join me? Lord Jesus, you said to come to you if we're weary, if we're burdened, and you will give us rest. Well, we're in that position right now, Lord. We are weary, we are burdened, and we are looking for you to give us rest. So we please ask you to do that. Please give us rest today, Lord. Please help us. Send us your Holy Spirit so that we can get the rest that we need. Jesus, we ask you this in your powerful name. We're doing what you said. We're doing what you asked us to do. We're putting our trust in you, Jesus. Please help us. In your name we pray, amen. All right, I want to thank you for tuning in to Following the Truth. Remember, we're going to continue this series tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week. For more information, check me out at followingthetruth.com. Let your friends know about the program. Also, if you are able to help me out financially, I could really use it. Followingthetruth.com, just click on donate. You can become a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation securely through PayPal. If you're able to help my ministry that way, keep me on the air and keep this program free of charge. I would be so grateful. Have a wonderful day. Make it a good one. Remember to come to Jesus. Take him at his word. Trust in him. Give him your burdens and watch what happens. God bless you. We'll see you next time.